everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every day. It's just going to be me today, and I want to get to our guests as quickly as possible so we get the full amount of time, because we got a lot of ground to cover and all good stuff. So, Bill, welcome back to Drive Through HR.
I'm delighted to be here, and thank you for removing two other people who might talk and take up some of my time.
Oh, of course. We're all about blowing out the barriers here. That's part of our mantra. So, well, let's get it kicked off, and if you would introduce yourself, and then I want to hear about the HR Tech Conference coming up and some new things and some of the things that that maybe we didn't know about it.
Okay. I never assume that anybody knows who I am, so I'll give you the full tilt boogie intro. I am the founding co-chair of the HR Technology Conference. This is the 16th year. I'm stepping down as co-chair this year in favor of my partner for this past year, Steve Bowes. I will continue to write the technology column for Human Resource Executive magazine, most specifically for HRE Online, which I've been doing for about 8 years and about 24 years for the magazine. I'll also be continuing my pathetic Bill Cudick radio show, which only broadcasts every other week and is therefore, not a tenth as successful as you guys. I'm jealous beyond belief, but I'm just not willing to do that much work on that. I'll also continue to run panels for other vendors, user conferences. I've actually done 96 of those since 1995, so I'm sort of Mr. Panel in our world. And the labor of love that I'll keep doing is moderating our HR Tech Conference LinkedIn group, which I started 3 years ago. We now have almost 16,000 members. They're incredibly engaged. I mean, we get 20-25 new discussions every week, sometimes more. Sometimes I think it's too much. But in any case, I love doing that. I'm very proud of how successful it is and how much people love it, because we're very strict about no commercial crap on it. And we delete that as soon as we see it. So that's me. The conference this year, people thought, what is Cudick going to do? Is last year, is he just going to kind of drift and coast to the finish or what? Well, they don't really know me. That's not in my nature. I'm too workaholic for that, and I've always considered the conference an extension of myself. So I've just been running as fast as I can this final year. And I think we have as much innovation and new faces, new voices, new stuff that we have ever had in 16 years. And some of that is thanks to Steve. He and I got along like a house on fire. It was a totally collaborative and additive relationship. It was 1+1=3. I mean, Steve, whenever I had a question or needed an opinion, he always had something smart and well-informed and on the money to say. And he was actually also a good editor, which I haven't met a lot of good editors in my life. And he doesn't have the publication background that I do, so I was really impressed with that. I just do want to tell your listeners at the top that if they want to know more about the conference, they go to hrtechconference.com. And the website is very complete, and if you just sort of hit the tabs in order in the left column, you will be informed about everything you want to know about the show, and you and I might talk about some highlights in a second. And also the fact that, William bent my arm to get a special drive-through HR discount for your listeners, and it's $500 off the rack rate. So you only pay $13.95 for the whole conference. And the way you get it is you use when you register online, you use the promo code DTHR. And unfortunately, unlike your hashtag, It has to be all caps to work. So it's caps, DTHR. And our very archaic German software registration system will grind its wheels, and at the end of it, you will be paying only $13.95 instead of $18.95 to go to the conference. So do you want to hear about some highlights this year, or what do you think?
Absolutely. We're coming into a new era. It's been a lot of years. There's people listening to the show that weren't in HR, much less out of college, when you kicked off the HR tech kind of reign. So let's hear about some of the things that are going to happen this year.
That's really fair. That's an important point that old farts like me forget. Right. I mean, I was in my 40s 16 years ago when I started this thing, and some of your listeners were probably in high school, even though, you know, they're professionals now and they're in HR. Yeah, I mean, we recognized this last year, and it's continuing this year, which is that we really are entering a new generation of computing that's as a significant a change as it was going from mainframe to client server, which really occurred at the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s, and in our world was driven by PeopleSoft. And then the movement from client-server to web-based applications that we saw happen starting in the year 2000, which, and it's hard to remember this, ran on Windows. You may have accessed it with a web browser, but what you got was Windows that came back to you. And now we're entering the software-as-service era, in the cloud. And there are many, many issues around that, all of which we go into in various ways at the show. My feeling is for large companies, and I know not everyone works for large companies. We have lots for small companies. In fact, our attendance, not many people know, half our attendance comes from companies under 5,000 employees, which I don't consider a small company, by the way, and half come from above. Because of my shallow Hollywood values of having presentations from, you know, world-class, everybody knows them, gigantic companies like General Motors and General Electric and Johnson & Johnson and on and on and on. I mean, you'll see the list on our website. Doesn't mean that our content is all for gigantic companies. I mean, we got Heineken there. Heineken happens to be a company of 2,500 employees. I mean, not a huge company by any means. But for larger companies, I think, you know, what's going to be happening over the next few years is the SaaS HRMS battle. And it's already clear who the major three contestants are going to be. They're going to be Workday, obviously. They're going to be Oracle Fusion, obviously. And they're going to be Employee Central, which is the HRMS SaaS module from SuccessFactors, now owned by SAP, and SAP has made clear that that is their future for their customers. I mean, for their new customers, absolutely, and for their existing company customers, you know, they'd like to migrate them to that. So, you know, that's the rumble in the jungle for the next 5 years, easily, among those three companies, as they battle for the on-premise systems, you know, where you run them yourself and you upgrade them yourself, and it's an incredible hassle, and you've got to employ all kinds of IT people to help you do it, and it doesn't always work right, versus, of course, the SaaS model where the vendor does all that for you, and, you know, you just type in the URL and you're ready to go. There are 30,000 large companies around the world using SAP, Oracle, and PeopleSoft, even though Oracle owns them, the name still survives. There are 30,000 large companies around the world that use those systems. And, you know, some of them won't change, you know, for good reasons. They've spent $50 million on those systems, and the systems do it exactly the way they want to do it. And why would they want to go through that again with a new system, which, because it's SaaS and is multi-tenant, meaning many people run off the same instance of the software, you can't customize it to do it exactly the way you do it. You can configure it as the vendor allows you to and get pretty close. And Workday, particularly, is being very, very clever. Well, SuccessFactors is too, in making configurations closer and closer to customizations. I mean, the major difference is a configuration is a checkbox of, you know, 5 to 25 choices of the way you want to do something, where a customization is where somebody from IT will write new code to make the software do it exactly the way you want to. And, you know, most people think that's sort of not a good use of IT's time and makes it really hard to upgrade and all the rest. But anyway, the battle is going to be among those three companies, and you'll see that played out at HR Tech. I mean, SuccessFactors has gotten its marquee employee central client, PepsiCo, 260,000 employees around the world who are going to consolidate globally on Employee Central. Workday is coming forth with Johnson & Johnson, 130,000 employees around the world who are already up and running using Workday. And Oracle has a company called Standard Life, which has started using their Fusion talent management applications. So that's just one of the many things there, you know, and maybe that's not the most fun things. I can tell you about those in a second. The major thing for me after 16 years is that I finally figured out what we're really all about, if you can believe that. I've been sort of confused for 15 years. I finally figured it out, and that is that we're a conference for everybody in HR. And that's not necessarily because what we've done over the past 16 years, but because of the changes that have gone on in HR, and I assume almost everybody who listens is in HR or works for a vendor or whatever. And anyone in HR, no matter how old you are, you've seen how technology has worked its way into every corner of the function. I mean, it touches everyone from recruiters and generalists to functional heads with directors and VPs of whatever to CHROs, and smart HR people at all levels, realize they can't be successful in their jobs or in their own personal careers, and certainly not for their employees and their companies, unless they become tech savvy and learn how to get the business benefits out of HR technology. And that's exactly what we've been doing from day one, is trying, and, you know, in some ways, a little snobby, maybe focusing heavily on the senior people. I mean, 20-25% of our attendees are VPs of HR or higher, but we got tons of recruiters, tons of generalists, lots of people in between. And those guys, I always think about those guys, and I say, and, you know, most of them are women, but I'm using guys in a generic way. And I'm thinking, these people sign off on technology decisions every week, every month, once a year, however often they do it. And when they do it, they don't know enough themselves to know if this is a good decision or not. And they're relying on the opinions and the information that people who report to them give them. And, you know, I've worked by myself for 24 years, so I haven't been in charge of people in a really long time. But even when I was, you know, I sort of wanted to know myself before I made a decision. I didn't want to have to rely on someone else. And so one of the things we've been doing for 16 years is helping those senior people learn enough so that they can have a really informed discussion with their director of HR systems, where, you know, if they're not speaking two different languages and they can really understand what the issues are. And we've been pretty successful at that. And only recently have I realized that, you know, that counts for everybody, from first-year HR person all the way up. If you don't learn about tech, you're going to get left behind. So, I mean, I think that's why they should come.
Yeah, and let me do a quick reset. Everybody listening to Drive Through HR, we're on with Bill Kudyk talking about HR Technology Conference. Definitely got he offered up a serious promo code, DTHR, all in cap letters. Hit the site, check it out. Tell your friends, your family. Bring them all. They all need to know about technology. So to your point, Bill.
Yeah, we're going to have a special children's play area this year if they're going to bring the family. I don't know what Las Vegas does with children, you know? I mean, it's easy when people have conferences in Orlando and you send them all to Disney World for the day. But I'm not quite sure what kids do in Las Vegas, where we are, by the way, between October 7 to 9 at Mandalay Bay. And thank you for repeating your promo code, because it will get people $500 off the rack rate of the conference when they register online at HRTechConference.com. So some of the more fun things that are going to be happening here, this is new this year. We're calling it HR Tech Talks, and what it is are short speeches, like 18 minutes long, so that we can have three of them in one breakout session. And the way I put it together was I just called up a bunch of guys, and again, generic, women and men, people I know who I know are really good public speakers, and I said, you know, what do you feel most passionate about? I mean, that's what I want you to talk about, the thing you really care about. And my favorite thing was Mary Sue Rogers, who was a big deal executive at IBM on the HR services side, who's now moved to a company in Australia. And she gave me, you know, these four incredibly dense and, you know, on the money kind of HR topics. And I said, no, Mary Sue, you love to scuba dive, you know? Why don't you give us a scuba diving speech and relate it to HR in some way? And she loved that, okay? And she, like most scuba divers who are really fanatic, of course, does lots of underwater photography. So at one point she said, and only a few of your listeners will get this because the model is no longer called that, she said, you know, why does a clownfish remind me of an AS400, which is the name of an old IBM mini computer? It's now called the I-Series. Used to be called Series 36, 38. Anyway, you know, she's going to be talking, and, you know, more on point, Paul Sparta, who is a really honest guy. He was the CEO of Plateau, great learning management vendor that got bought by SuccessFactors. And he's going to talk about the secret ways to get the best and the worst service from your HR tech vendor. I mean, I called him up, and I said, you know, Paul, you're more honest almost than any CEO I know. I want you to drop a dime on your colleagues. No, I want you to tell the dirty secrets of being a vendor CEO. And I want to tell us the tricks you try to play when it comes to contract time. Tell us, you know, after implementation what you do. Anyway, he wasn't quite willing to go to call it that, but he's going to do that, okay? And he's going to tell you how your behavior as a user affects a vendor's behavior towards you, and, you know, how you get the best and the worst out of your vendors. I mean, that's going to be incredibly useful, I think. And then, you know, we've got Ray Wong, who a lot of your listeners may not know, but he was voted the best IT analyst in the world, not in the U.S., in the world in 2008, 2009, went and set up a shop, his own shop called Constellation Research. And he's going to give a speech called The Ultimate Business Disruption, People-to-People Networks. So it's going to be a whole range of speeches from six really good people. Aaron Green, 31-year-old executive at Oracle, is going to talk about how he never finished college and how he got to where he is without having a college degree and, you know, what that means in the future, if that will be important or not. So, you know, a little all over the board, but still kind of HR-focused. And going to be a lot of fun, I think. And then the other things, you know, and people who've been there know this well, we have a session called Awesome New Technologies for HR, which is basically six companies, and they can be startups or they can be existing companies who are continuing to innovate. And this was a session I've done for years, and I turned this over to Steve. I thought it was a perfect session for him to do on his own. And, you know, he is seeing demos from 20, 30, 40 different companies over the summer and going to put together a list of six who get to demo for 10 minutes for free in a general session in front of, you know, more or less everybody. And this year, everybody looks like it's going to be about 2,000 paid attendance, which will be, you know, 20, 30% above last year. So, you know, a huge crowd, and particularly for a startup, I mean, it's just an incredible opportunity for them to be able to show their stuff to so many people. And you know, it's a gas because, you know, you see people doing, sometimes you see people doing the same old stuff, but in a new way that you never thought was possible, and they've done it, and it's just cool. And I, you know, we used to call it, by the way, cool new technologies, and in a pathetic attempt to seem younger, I renamed it Awesome New Technologies a few years ago. You know, awesome is a word I never use in speech. I say cool all the time, but I would never use awesome. And the other fun thing is we're doing something called the HR Tonight Show. And Steve was the one who pointed out that even though technology has so dramatically changed the way we consume news and entertainment, that there's one incredibly long time traditional format that has remained vibrant for, you know, 30 or 40 years, believe it or not, and that's the late night talk show. I mean, I don't know how many people on this call remember that The Tonight Show on NBC was started by a guy named Jack Parr, and then a guy named Johnny Carson took it over. And I don't remember if there was someone between him and Jay Leno or not, but, you know, Jay Leno has the job now. And so we're doing a mock Tonight Show, and I'm going to be the host, and in the most improbable bit of miscasting, Naomi Lee Bloom is going to be my cheerful sidekick, second banana. I mean, anyone who knows her. Yeah, right. I mean, anyone who knows her knows she plays second banana to nobody. Maybe she'll let me talk during the show. It's really unclear. And the guests are a combination of people who have never spoken at the show before but should have, as well as people who have spoken but not for a very long time. So we've got two, you know, old fart analysts who, you know, just have seen it all. A guy that your listeners probably don't know named Brian Summer, who was a worldwide partner at Anderson Consulting, Accenture, back in the 90s when it was called Anderson, and he was like 30 years old or 31 when he became a worldwide partner. Incredibly smart guy. And he's just seen it all. And he's still writing about it and seeing stuff. And then someone that you're listeners probably do know, John Sumser, who was our first blogger. I mean, Brian, you may know this, maybe not, but back in 1996, how many years ago was that? 27 years ago? 17 years ago? I can't do the math. Anyway, it was
1917.
Okay. 1996, John Sumser was publishing, wasn't a blog because you couldn't respond to it, he was sending out an email with an article every single day, right? The way Steve Bowes does now with his blog. Every single day. He was our first blogger ever about HR. At that time, he was very focused on recruiting, very focused on job boards, but he has expanded his area well beyond that. So he's going to be there. And Leanne Levensaler, who is basically in charge of HR products at Workday, who used to write the shootouts that were so popular for years until the vendors stopped wanting to do them. She's going to be there. And then Pat Milligan, who's this incredibly powerful person at Mercer, which is probably our biggest worldwide HR consultancy, and she is head of North America for them. And she's incredibly smart and savvy. And so, you know, we're really mixed and matched with these guests. And basically what we're doing is creating a panel in process, in that after one guest is up there, he'll move down the couch for the second guest. And if the first guest wants to comment on questions that I give to the second guest, you know, feel free. Go ahead. Go do it. So that's going to be very entertaining, but also serious and educational, but fun.
Well, that's, you know, hopefully it has the entertainment value and the staying power that some of the, you know, the old Carson and Parr reruns, those are still, when they come on, are still just as damn funny as they were. They're timeless as far as their,
those,
you
guys,
know, the content.
Yeah, I mean, those guys were incredibly talented, right? I mean, they were quick on their feet. They were on their, they were sitting down, but I mean, you know, they didn't have a script. They were funny spontaneously. Oh yeah, I mean, I hope I'm as, you know, a tenth as good as they are. Actually, my secret hope, Brian, is that everyone in the audience will realize I should have had a national network talk show 20 years ago, but somehow I got chipped.
That's good to start managing expectations now. I can totally appreciate that. And if you don't now, I'm fairly sure that Naomi will help you manage those expectations. So that's a great pairing.
I just hope she lets me talk. Naomi, for those of you who don't know, well, most of you don't know this, Naomi and I, she is my oldest industry friend. Known her for 24 years. We have talked on the phone between one and three times for 24 years. So call that 100 times a year times 24. So we've talked on the phone 2,400 times, if you can believe that. Probably more. And so, I mean, we know each other like the backs of our hands. But when we get together, we somehow relate more like older brother, older sister and younger brother. So she usually gives me a hard time whenever we're actually physically in the same place, particularly in public. So, I mean, you know, she will embarrass me and humiliate me during the show for sure.
Well, that'll be she. And for everybody listening, Naomi is going to be on August 29th, and we'll definitely ask her a little bit about that for sure.
Why don't you encourage her to be nice to me when you have her on the show, okay?
Yeah, we'll definitely do that, Bill. You have my word on that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. So we got about 3 minutes left. Want to get the trend question. So
sure.
what's a trend that maybe not very many people have on their radar in HR tech right now?
Yeah, the basic trends, I think, unfortunately, everyone seems to know. I mean, it's sort of SaaS, social, mobile, video, big data, analytics in general, MOOCs, you know, the massive online courses. Let me just talk very briefly to big data, given the fact... Oh, let me talk to analytics first. You know, Jack Fitzens, who unfortunately just had open heart surgery at the age of 83, has been pushing us to do analytics for 35 years, okay? I believe that companies are actually now starting to do it based on a session we gave last year, sort of Analytics 101, the largest breakout attendance we've had in 15 years at the time. So good that we're giving it again this year, and we have an entire track of graded sessions on analytics and workforce planning. So people who are serious about learning that stuff finally, after being... I always said analytics was the thing HR felt most guilty about not doing. So if people want to get past their guilt and really start doing it, you know, we got basically an entire curriculum over 2.5 days for them to take, and they can do that. The big data thing, you know, which is sort of the larger version of analytics, right now I think it's really only really useful in recruiting and probably most useful in the hardest recruiting sector in the world, which is software engineers in Silicon Valley. And there are three startups, Guild, TalentBin, and Intello, who are all focused only on that problem. And they are using, you know, they're reading the social exhaust, they call it, of what engineers write on GitHub and other places they hang out, and putting all this amazing amount of online data together and creating their own profiles of these guys, which they claim, perhaps rightfully, are better than LinkedIn profiles, because good developers don't really fill out their LinkedIn profiles because they don't want a lot of stupid recruiters calling them. So that's the one place I see big data starting to work. And the rest, like mobile. I mean, you know, every vendor has mobile offerings, and I don't see a lot of adoption of it beyond, you know, time and attendance for distributed workforces, you know, like people who go to chain stores to do their job, you know, rack jobbers, and their boss wants to know they're there and they can punch in on their cell phone. So a lot of that going on.
Well, we definitely appreciate getting a little glimpse in on that. And everybody, one more time, we're out of time, but one more time, make sure you get this huge discount code, $500 off, capital DTHR, HR Tech Conference, going down in Las Vegas. Do not miss it. It's a couple new things, which I think will be a complete riot. And I'm so excited because, like I said, you're doing a couple things that I think are really interesting. The Tech Talks, I think, I'm a big fan of that format. So I think that will be a good time for sure. So, well, Bill, thanks for coming on and sharing lunch with us and all the listeners.
It was completely my pleasure, and now I get to go eat lunch. You know, after talking with you.
Hey, if that doesn't build up an appetite, I am not sure exactly what does. So, we'll get you back on a little bit closer to the show to get another update. And folks, we are out of here. A little bit of rush.